2. Helicopter Moms and Aerial Drone Dads. My sister says I'm a helicopter mom, and I told her, no way. What's a helicopter mom? Groucho Marx is purported to have interviewed a mother of nine on his television show, circa 1950. When he learned how many children she had, he asked, how in the world have you been able to manage so many kids without going crazy? Well, it hasn't been easy. With our first child, my husband and I would rush him to the doctor with every sniffle or scratch or the slightest bruise. For a couple of months, we slept outside his door, listening for any change in his breathing or for any cough. He never left our sight. When number two came along, we did just about the same thing, except for sleeping outside her room. With number nine, it was different. One day when he swallowed a quarter, we just took it out of his allowance. That story is a good example of the evolution of a helicopter mom, constantly hovering over her child, to a more relaxed yet competent parent. The term has been around for a couple of decades, but it's recently gained more attention. That might be because of its increasing incidence and the mounting evidence that it does more harm than good to a child. Helicopter parenting refers to a style of being overly focused on our children, especially their perceived needs, and specifically on their successes and failures. Overparenting is a way of describing it, referring to overprotecting and overcontrolling. The logical extension is to become a Black Hawk parent, referring to the military assault type of helicopter. This would mean employing all opportunities and avenues to secure the most favorable outcome possible for your child, regardless of the scorched earth left behind. Another term for an overparenting parent is lawnmower. This is the mother or father who will mow down any obstacle, problem, frustration, or inconvenience that might stand in the way of their child and his or her success. Cosseting is a gentler term, implying that the parent wraps a child in cotton wool to protect them. But the goals and outcomes are the same. We like the term smother because it's descriptive and kind of cute. All these terms can be applied to the parent of a child of almost any age. Toddlers can be overparented, as well as middle schoolers and teenagers. Now that this issue is being discussed more openly, there is growing concern that overparenting extends to our children's college years and beyond. We're raising children who have little tolerance for disappointment. Author unknown. Why do parents hover? Why do we feel compelled to overparent and overprotect? Most of the many reasons start in a good place and grow into something unhealthy. We worry about our child not succeeding, not making good grades in school, not excelling in sports or any other extracurricular activity, not getting into the right school or college, not getting the right job. We worry about her being disappointed and fear she might, heaven help us, fail in some endeavor. Some of us might have felt unloved or neglected when we were growing up, and we don't want our child to feel that way. And sometimes we see other parents overparenting, and we feel pressured and compelled to do the same. What starts as good intentions can quickly turn into unhealthy actions. What's unhealthy about wanting to protect my child? Nothing, until it becomes obsessive. Being involved with our children gives them a sense of self-worth, love, and acceptance, but too much involvement deprives them of the chance to sort things out on their own. Instead of self-worth and self-confidence, we instill feelings of doubt and indecision. And when we don't allow them to fail, we deny them the chance to learn.